Yo, it's your boy TBC.
It's Deanna when we here.
Welcome to the first edition of Men's Corner. And I'm happy to be here. What about you?
Man, this is probably one of the most exciting things I can honestly do in my life because, you know, man, it's rare that guys just get to talk like guys and not get in trouble for it.
Oh, yeah, this is very true. No. The problem is that my wife is somewhat behind me. And if I say the wrong thing, she might throw something at me because I can't hear.
Yeah, some things happening. Yeah, mine land, like, she's walking around the house, but I'm pretty sure she's about to land in the bed, like, a good 3 feet from me. And going to be sitting there looking at me the whole time with that side eye, like, wait, what was that? So, you know, we got them type of problems.
Well, maybe we got the wrong time to be doing this. But
we're picking up time to do this when both of our wives are at home. Both of our wives are right next to her. And they're a little bit alert, but a little bit agitated for things we cannot control.
Exactly. So, if you see us on the news after this, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed.
We have a risk.
Right. All right. Let's just jump into it, right? So, Men's Corner, what is it going to be about? Men's Corner is basically about everything men, you know, everything a man does. You know, we talk, we act foolish, we talk shit, and it's pretty much what it is. We're just going to talk about each and everything we can come up with for an hour at a time, and we're going to make it as funny as possible, as real as possible, and that's about it. That's what I got. What you got?
And then we're going to try to get into the men perspective of things that we're not going to lie. Men and women might not like it just for the simple fact we're going to say some things that men like, you're not supposed to tell them that. And some things women are going to be like, you can't say that. But that's why we call it Men's Corner. It's our corner.
This is true.
We talk about what we're going to do on our corner.
It's going to be very controversial. You're going to like some stuff. You're going to not like some stuff. And then we're just going to all come together at the end and, you know, agree to disagree.
Seeing how both of us married, we know that's the end goal at the end of the day. If you can agree to disagree, it's a win.
Yeah, normally it's us agreeing to disagree because they just think they're right. But, you know, that's how that goes.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that. we'll get into that at some point.
All right, so... this has been under development for probably the last 2 months, I would say, right?
Yeah. I've been in the works for a minute.
And we have talked about everything known to man off the mic, right?
Oh, so man.
Now that we are off the mic, we're gonna talk about a couple different topics. And I think the first topic that we should talk about right now, let's start off with food, because everything starts with food, right? So let's manly foods, right? Let's go with that. What is your go to? I'm at home. I got my snacks in front of me. I got the game on. I'm just here. This is my mode. This is my couch. This is my house. Don't bother me. Food.
Okay, so anybody who knows me knows my favorite thing in this world to eat is tacos. I fucking love tacos. Authentic tacos. I'm talking cilantro and onion. The guy in the back made it, got on a greasy wife beater. Like, I need them type, off the truck type tacos. However, okay, my man food, I gotta have steak. Steak.
Okay.
I have an All indoor right. grill. Like, that I sit on the counter if I want to make some steak. Like, it's that real with the steak. Steak is me time. I think majority of guys will agree that, like, something about a steak.
Oh, yeah.
That just makes a man right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, steak. Now, you talking about steak tacos. We talking about just a good T-bone. We talking about a sirloin. We talking about a filet mignon. What are we talking about? There's so many different steaks.
See... Okay, so I need a good, at least 8-ounce sirloin. Okay. I need a good 8-ounce sirloin to make, like, to put me in that zone. Nothing less than an 8 ounce, because honestly, I'm going to feel like, that ain't enough. That ain't going to cut it.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I'm not personally a huge fan of T-bones, just for the simple fact, man, you know how uncomfortable it is to cut around that bone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd have a fillet knife to cut around a T-bone.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, bro, I'm not cut for it.
You know how much meat you leave around the bone trying to get in there? You gotta get your teeth in there. No, that's too much work.
You don't want to seem like an animal and just pick it up and like make sure you get all of it. You trying to, you know, cut your steak up and everything.
If I have to, I don't care if I'm in the restaurant or not, and I gotta get that, I paid an amount of money for this T-bone and this steak. I want all my meat.
All of that.
So if I gotta pick it up and crack the bone in half, you know, that's what I'm gonna do.
I'm getting my money's worth about this T-bone.
I'm getting my T-bone. Now that, okay, so we talking about T-bone, sirloin steak, 8 ounce. What are we? Medium rare, medium well. What are we?
Okay, me personally, I'm a medium well. I gotta have my medium well. You know, I gotta have a little bit of flavor in it. But man, I ain't trying to bite in like, oh no, I'm sorry, as a guy, I got a thing with blood, you know.
No, see, I'm not. It's that same thing. I'm a guy, I have a thing for blood, certain blood. I'm a carnivore. I'm a hunter. So I gotta have my medium rare because I gotta feel like I hunted for this meat like that I'm eating. Right. I did this, you know, I paid for it. But that's the whole point. That I need to feel that way.
You know, ironically, I've never had a medium rare. I've never had a steak medium rare.
It's actually good, but it's hard to get a good medium rare, and I'm going to tell you why. You get a medium rare steak, and they bring it out on this hot plate, this, that, and the other, and it continues to cook. So I got to tell you, they have to throw it on there and throw it off there pretty quick, and then the heat has to maintain. And it depends on where you go. Is it Ruth Chris? I think it's Ruth Chris that has the steak that they make in front of you, medium rare, but by the time you get it off of there, it's well done because it's so hot that they're searing it. So it's really hard. At home, I can get me a good medium rare.
Oh yeah,
It's a little harder, but that's not my main food. I like the idea though. Steak is great. I love steak. I think my main, it depends on what I'm doing, because if I got the video game, then I can't have my ribs. Ribs is my go-to. I got the video game. I'm playing the game. I don't want to touch my controller with messy hands. We don't want to do that. So at that point, it goes from that to I can't eat a steak because I can't chop it up and try it. I can't cut it and eat that. I get shot in Call of Duty and that'll fuck my mood up. So I would have to say my go-to would have to be some wings, some good lemon pepper, salt and pepper, mild sauce wings.
But wait, don't you run into the same problem that you would with the ribs, though?
No, because when they put the salt, when they put the sauce on the wings, you grab it by the tip of the wing, and then you bring it up, and you bite it, and you pull it apart. At that point, you don't really touch the sauce of the wing. That's when you eating like a savage at that point. You see what I'm saying? But if you got ribs, you got to hold it with two hands.
You getting in there. You eating them ribs.
I'm going to turn the game off. I'm pausing it. It's not happening. You know what I mean? So it's got to be ribs with, if I'm not playing the game, I'm watching like football or something, ribs. I'll even be nice and put in some mashed potatoes, not fries. I don't know. I like mashed potatoes. I gotta wash all that down. I don't know if you had one of these drinks. What's they called? Hard lemonade. Is it hard lemonade?
Yeah, it could be.
Just lemonade, TT lemonade, something like that. My brother put me on, and it was delicious. It was delicious. Comes in a can, tastes like alcohol and lemonade to put together.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not a big drinker. So.
See me, I'm okay. I'm not a beer drinker. I'm an alcohol drinker. So, me, let's say if I go somewhere and somebody offers me a drink, I'm not mentally prepared to turn it down. It's a free drink. cool. I know how much drinks cost, so somebody offered me a free one, I'm taking it. Okay. Now, if I had to choose, like, what am I going to drink, I'm one of them weird people. I will drink orange juice any time of day. Orange juice, yeah, to me, can go with any meal, any time of day. If I got orange juice, man, I'm going straight. I need my own personal jug, because I feel like that goes for me for anything. Whether I mean tacos, ribs, steak, wings, breakfast, I don't care. I'm getting me some orange juice. That's my go-to drink for anything.
I feel that. I'm the same way with cranberry juice. I'm a cranberry drinker. Like, mm-hmm, I can drink cranberry juice any time of the day with anything. Don't touch my cranberry juice because I get upset. Don't bring me nothing that's like a cranberry diet with something else. I flip. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing. It's got to be the right one. For copyright reasons, I'm not going to say it on here. but it's got to be nice, chilled, cold in a glass. I will drink the shit out of some cranberry juice all day long. That's definitely. Now, my alcoholic drink, my go-to is always going to be, can I even say this on it?
It's like you hesitate, like, I know what it is, but am I allowed to say what it is?
Can I say it, though? All right, so, well, I can say this. I like vodka and cranberry, because I'm not using a brand. Vodka and cranberry is definitely delicious. That used to be my all-the-time go-to, no matter what. So, that I'm going to stick with that drink. I can drink that whether I want to get turned up or whether I want to be like in a social setting. You know what I mean? When my wife takes me out, of course, and she wants me to go out and be presentable. That's what I go to.
Okay. So now my alcoholic go-to, I got two different ones, and they both depend on if I get the choice or not, because my wife is a huge tequila drinker. So when I'm with her, it's straight tequila, because I know at least that way we can drink together. Mm-hmm. Now, me personally, it's a mix that I'm not going to say the name of for the same reason, because, yeah. But it's lemon, Sprite, and the most, I'm trying to think of a way to describe this drink without saying the name of it. You know the drink that every African-American loves to drink?
Oh yeah.
That we just nicknamed pregnancy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, if you mix that with Sprite and lemon, it's the most amazing thing in the world.
Never tried that.
That drink is my go-to anytime I go somewhere, like to a bar, to the casino, no matter what it is, that's what I'm getting. Because I know I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna enjoy it. My wife will never drink it. If we together, it's straight tequila, because I know that's what she'll drink. Okay. So you know how you got to have that, like, okay, my wife's going to drink this, so I got to buy this. In our house, you'll see nothing but tequila all the time, because we'll both drink it.
I'm going to be honest with you. What year was it? I was 20, 21. I just turned 21. And birthday, my best friend bought me a bottle of tequila. Gold, right? My own drink. 21. I'm like, cool. I go hang out with some people. I bring the bottle. Because I'm going to drink this. This is what I'm drinking tonight. You feel me? When I tell you, and of course we had a host of other drinks. You know what I mean? We had a gallon of vodka. We had some rum out there. We had a whole bunch of stuff. And we had, of course, our juices for chasers. And we are drinking. And when I say we are throwing this shit back, we are throwing this shit back. Now, for legal reasons, I won't be saying people's names. But let's just say that they were not 21 yet. They were close, but they wasn't 21 yet. We are toasting and drinking at this brother's and sister's house. The music is bumping. Somebody calls the police. So the police come to the door. And when I tell you that everybody poured their drink into my drink.
What?
And everybody went and sat down and tried to act sober. And so the police was talking to me and his older sister. And we cool. And we talking. It was like, yeah, we just hanging out. It's my birthday. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. So I'm sitting there and I take my glass and for whatever reason, I wasn't paying attention and I guzzled it. I guzzled the whole damn thing. And when I tell you I was drunk, it was everything in the glass, man. I had light liquor, dark liquor, juice, probably some beer in there somewhere. I was fucked. My friend, whose birthday was literally a couple days later, was sitting there, and he was sitting on the floor talking. And as he was talking, alcohol and throw up starts coming out of his mouth as he's talking. All clear. So I was like, "You ain't ate nothing." It was all clear alcohol or whatever the fuck it was just coming out. And he's just sitting there talking like ain't nothing coming out. And I'm just like, I'm looking at him, and I've had probably four times as much as he had, right? And then my brain said, "All right, we're going to lay down right here. We're done for the night." When I tell you, I laid down and he kept throwing up. His friend went in the bathroom. I don't know what he was doing. He was holding on to the sink. He broke the sink, ended up in the bathtub. I was so happy this wasn't my house. We had people sleeping on each other, falling over. I'm pretty sure people got pictures from that night. I'm 30 now, so you can imagine 9 years ago, that was a very interesting night. I woke up, my mouth tasted like an ashtray. I was like, "What the fuck happened to me last night?" I will say, I didn't move from that motherfucking spot all night.
I think I've had one time where I got that drunk, and it was a very, 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 very bad dark experience. And I'm gonna tell that at a later time because, yeah, my wife don't like that story. She was involved in that story. It was not a good story. I didn't do anything against my relationship, and I didn't do anything illegal.
Okay, so let's say you got those
still that bad. With the dark part of life.
Oh yeah, no, I've had a couple of those with my alcoholic experiences. All right, so now that we didn't talk about food, we didn't talk about drinks, we can get into some nitty gritty. Let's see, where are we gonna go? Don't you hate it when you sit on your couch, right? And you get home from a long day of work, you sit out, you turn the TV on, and the first thing your wife say is this: "How come every time you come in the house, you turn the TV on?" And you be like, "I just got here. I hugged you. I said, hey, I gave you a kiss. I grabbed me something to drink. I sit on my couch while I pay the bills and turn on the TV. I just want a little relaxation." You know what I mean?
Man, the reason why I hate that so much is because when you get home, she's already unwound. So she's relaxing. She's been waiting on this moment. Right? Mm-hmm. You come home and you're like, "Let me relax. Let me let off all this stress that I just carried from work." Mm-hmm. And the best way for me to do that is sit on the couch, turn the TV on, grab me something to eat or something to drink maybe. Let me get some time to relax. But the problem is, the reason why that happens, because your woman wants all your attention. At all moments she can get it, she wants it.
I feel like that is unfair. I give my attention all day to people. I'm in people's houses all day. When I get home, that's all I want to do. I want to be in isolation. Give me 30 minutes. Just 30. That's all I need.
No, you're not going to get that. Your wife not giving you 30 minutes. The moment you hit that door, your undivided attention belongs to her at that moment. And we saying this for all men everywhere. It don't matter if y'all got 9 kids together. When you step in the door, she wants that attention. She's going to get your attention one way or another. Whether she got to go to drastic measures, pick a fight with you out of nowhere, she going to make you acknowledge the fact that she's there.
I'm sure had this argument with a woman when you get in the house. You can turn on the TV. Why every time you turn on TV, you addicted to television? It's always something. You start a whole argument for no reason. Mm-hmm. Why don't you read a book or something? I am reading a book. It's called The TV Guide. That's what I'm reading right now.
Hey, I'm trying this theory out one day because I ran into the same problem. I came in one day, I sat on the couch, I started reading. Like legitimately started reading. Pulled the book out, started reading. My wife comes and sits across from me on the couch. She's playing on her phone for a minute. I'm reading. I'm thinking, okay, maybe the TV thing was the problem. No, it was not. It was not the TV. It was not the book. It was the fact of when you get home, your attention should be on her. That's what it is. And no way around it.
That's ridiculous. But you know what? You said you came home and took out a whole book. When I tell you, me personally, as a man in this day and age, I don't think I own a book. Me personally, my wife owns all the books in the house. Every book you see in the house is her book. All my books are on my phone. I got audiobook. I got Kindle. I'm on the go 24/7. You know what I mean? If I pick up my phone to say I'm reading a book on my phone, she'll hit me with, "You ain't reading a book.
Why you always on your Facebook phone?"
All right. You on Facebook? Talking to them hoes. That's exactly what she get. That is, man, the most. I don't think you can ever get past that.
We never get past it that. It's going to come up no matter every single episode.
I don't care if you looking at the Bible on your phone. You talking to them hoes on Facebook.
It's always going to be the go-to. It don't matter what right. kind of guy you are, what kind of woman she is. She going to throw that out there. Because we know at that point, we feel like we got to defend ourselves now.
Exactly.
As a good guy, you got to defend yourself. Like, come on now, you know damn well I ain't talking to no. Now your attention all on her. She won.
Yep.
She just wants your attention. She know that's a trick.
She just wants you to come up here and look in her face and say something. If you're not paying attention to her, it's a whole issue. I can't do it.
Women have too many trump cards. Women got too many trump cards they can use to just snatch your attention away at any time. They mention certain things or do certain things, they snatch your attention away. And they know it works. But with men, we don't got that many.
That's true. Really, you know what?
Like, most of them say they're going to blow it off.
This quarantine has helped them. I'm going to tell you why. Because now all they do is they work from home and they sit there one spot on the same couch that you were sitting on watching the same television you was watching. When you get home, they sit there and they plan it out. They know exactly what to say. They have
sat the argument.
Yep. They put board games and books in certain places. So when you walk in, she has something to say about one of the things you pick up. They strategic,
man. It's a trap. It's a trap. I'm trying to tell you. The door you lost.
They strategic. You'd have thought they was the CIA the way they be doing shit. Set you up.
And it works because, let's be honest, we're going to say the one thing that all men don't want to say. They smarter than us in some aspects.
In some aspects. I give them some aspect.
In some aspects. They connive and they sneaky. Yeah. They plan better. Like they plan dark things better. When it comes to important things in life, they don't plan that better. When it comes to in that moment planning, yeah, they got us beat by a long shot. Long shot.
Oh yeah, they plan everything. Let's be honest.
How many times an argument?
No, that's what I'm saying. How many times you plan something throughout your day? Throughout your day, how many things do you plan? If I'm not at work, I'm not really planning anything unless we going camping or something and I need a strategic plan. I don't have a plan for half the shit we do during the day. I'm like, oh, we're just going to go here. And if they close, we're going to go here. And at this moment, since everybody in the world is on punishment, we're going to sit on this couch and we're going to try to read every book that's in the house, I guess.
Man, I don't plan out what I'm going to eat. Like, let's be honest, your woman plans out what you gonna eat.
Oh yeah, they hit you with that question. What you want to eat? What you want to eat for dinner today? You didn't left the house. You didn't got everything together. You outside at work, ain't thought about your refrigerator. Don't even know what's in there. They got all the ideas.
Oh man, so I'm not gonna go deep into this because it's gonna be for a whole different segment we're gonna do. But I find it funny that women always ask what you want to eat for dinner, and we can get them a good answer.
That's true. We can.
Because at that point, they asking, what do you want to eat? And I'll tell you if I feel like making it. That's how the question goes. That's how it is. It's a two-part. It's an underlying disclaimer on you tell me what you want to eat, I tell you what you're going to eat.
No, exactly. You know what?
Because my wife asked me, like, hey, what you want to do for dinner? I'd be like, you know what? I'm thinking we should, like, maybe have some spaghetti, some fries, some chicken tonight. And she's like, oh, I was planning on making burgers tonight.
You already had an answer.
I'm like, okay, cool, you know? Because at that point, we're going to conform. And we're going to be like, all right, cool. Yeah, that works. We can, like, try to, like, spaghetti and everything tomorrow. But they only asking to make us feel like we got an input. Yeah. They're not just going to be like, hey, we're having burgers tonight. Like, what do you feel like eating tonight? I feel like eating this. Well, I feel like making this. Okay, cool. You won. We got it.
No, see, the way my wife does it, it's the funniest. To me, it's the funniest thing in the world. It was like I leave the house. It's funny because I'll be in the house all morning getting ready. She will look me in my face, say hi to me, make tea in the morning, do her yoga. I'll sit down, drink my cup of coffee, look at the news a little bit, maybe watch an anime or something because I get up early as shit for no reason. And I'll leave the house. I want to say 5 minutes after I walk out the door, I get a phone call. What you want to eat for dinner? And it happens every morning at the same time. I'd be like, I used to get my answer. I used to be like, yeah, let's eat this, let's eat that. Now I don't even do that because I know that they have either already have what they want to eat or they don't. So when I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know what? I'm rocking with you today. What you trying to eat for dinner? What you got in mind? And she rambles off a whole 3-course meal.
Mm-hmm.
That she has already put in the sink and started thawing out the meat. On top of thawing out the meat, she didn't cut up the vegetables, and everything is ready to go.
Now, see, and that's what be the killer for me, just for the simple fact. You know already.
Well, don't ask
why
me.
Why you asking?
Right. Like, don't ask me shit. Just make it. We'll figure it out.
Like, I'm good with you. Whatever you make is what we eating, first off.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's be honest, we not turning down no meal.
Oh yeah, we gonna eat. Now, what about this one right here? You ever get home, get to the house, or on your way to the house, and they be like, "Yeah, you want to pick up something to eat?" And you be like halfway to the crib, you be like, "I don't feel like stopping anywhere." So you get to the crib, you go all the way to the house. You go all the way to the house, and when you get all the way to the house, they hit you with the. I asked you to grab something to eat. Well, I didn't know what I wanted to get, so I came back to see what you want. Don't worry about it. I'll go to the store. What you mean you going to the store? I said I'll go get it.
Like, I'll go get it. Just what am I getting?
Let me know. You know, say something. I hate when they don't give you an option of what they want, but they tell you to do it.
And then when you give them options on what, like, you want, none of it matches up.
Exactly.
They're like, hey, stop and grab something on the way home. You start looking at your route home and everything you pass on the way home. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go past a Burger King, a Popeyes, a McDonald's, and a Taco Bell. Well, yeah. I don't want none of those. Well, I can't stop and grab nothing then because that's where I would stop on my way home.
Exactly. Pick up something that you want on the way home. If I don't want nothing on the way home, I guess we ain't eating shit.
Basically, shit.
But then, on top of that.
My advice for all guys in the world, we may not want to do this. Invest in a Dash Pass for DoorDash. Or some type of discount on getting food delivered. Because that's my secret to it. Because she said, hey, can you grab something on the way home? Well, what do you feel like eating? I'll order it on the way home. So by the time I get there, the food gets there. And that broadens my horizon on places. Because that way, one, I ain't got to stop. And two, I know the places on the way home. If I don't feel like eating none of those on the way home, I still got a whole different variety of things. I will order that food and have somebody else pick it up on their way.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get yelled at about it. I am.
Unless you got a wife like mine. Let me explain why. So we had the same conversation. me and you had the same conversation a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah.
And it was my day to cook.
I remember this.
I was like, what you cooking tonight? And we had just spoken. He was like, I used to order something on DoorDash. Technically, you did supply dinner. And I said, you know what? I'm going to try that. I hit up DoorDash. I don't even know what I got from DoorDash. I hit up DoorDash. The food get here. She was like, oh, hell no. I'm going to eat it. But you were supposed to cook. It was a whole thing. A whole argument. And then she was like, she hit you up talking about some, this is your fault. I was like, how is it his fault? I'm going to tell you to go ahead and order something off DoorDash so you won't have to cook. Shit, I was grateful. I didn't want to cook. I didn't want to wash a dish. I didn't want to do a motherfucking thing.
Exactly. I'm like, man, I found a loophole.
Man, I was like, that was a great loophole. I used the fuck out of that. Even though I'm tired of spending $50 a pop on whatever the fuck we order.
But see, that's why I invest in, like, whatever, give me a discount on. Because I know every now and then I'm going to pull this out of the arsenal and be like, you know what? It's my turn to get dinner, but I don't feel like making nothing. I don't feel like going to the store, getting groceries, coming home, cooking food, then got to clean up after. I'm like, bro, I could save me so much time if I just order this food. The time I'm going to save, I can actually utilize to actually do something I actually want to do.
Yeah, exactly. That saved me, to be honest, I'm a gamer, so I play the game. So that saves me so much, like, non-gaming time. The only thing I got to do is get up and get the shit out when they come to the door. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't have to go outside for 2 hours looking for food, find food, wait another 45 minutes for them to make the food, for me to drive back to the house to put on the table and the shit be cold. I'll be, you know, have you ever got a cold meal after you waited for it?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, yeah, they get one-star reviews.
I go back up there and be ready to shut the whole restaurant down. I'd be upset.
They get one-star reviews from me. I ain't even gonna lie. It ain't the driver's fault. It's the restaurant's fault.
Man, I ain't even got to. I don't even be giving them stars some days. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
See, I will just if they came in a clutch. In a clutch. I know I ain't feel like cooking. Oh, yeah. Man, whoever be doing my door, they actually get good ratings. And what makes it worse for me
is, it's already happening. What to say? Huh? What to say? I'm sorry. What to say? It's already happening. I told you she was listening. She didn't call me an ass and anything else. And it started already.
Now see, what makes this worse for me, because I work at a grocery store. Like, I work overnight at a grocery store. So the last thing I want after working all night at a grocery store is to grocery shop in the morning.
I get that.
That's why I'm not the one to ask to pick up this for dinner, because I've worked all night in this grocery store. I don't want to see groceries. I just want to go home and they magically be there, to be honest. I would pay.
Like, the food ready.
Yes, I really do. I'm like, I just want this to be done. I'm so tired of looking at food. I just want to eat it. That's my goal.
No, that ain't how it works. I work at a cable company, right? So I work for a cable company, and I feel that, because I'm the same way. I don't want to see a television cable. I don't want to have to fix anything on the TV. Mm-hmm. I barely want to watch TV on a good day. Because I'm working with it so much. I tell you right now, my TV side acting funny, it take me maybe an hour to even get the energy to go fix it. I ain't even going to... If the TV decide to go out, oh, shit, this is going to be that end, because I'm not...
Like, it is what it is for this moment.
Shit right there, right. I'm so sick of that. I understand.
And that's to say what I feel about groceries. I don't even like looking in the fridge most of the time, because I'm like, man, your mind somehow gets programmed that way. Like, this is the problem with working at any type of retailer.
Mm.
You notice things that you shouldn't notice as a normal person. And my wife is the same way, because she works for a retailer. She organized our fridge one time and had everything looking perfect like it was on the shelf. And like she organized it that well. Because we stocked up on drinks. They went on sale. We bought all our pops, juices. Our fridge was full of nothing but drinks. And she had them all organized like it was a shelf. And I'm sitting there like, man, that orange juice actually cost like $7.98. But if we would have went to this place, we would have probably got it for like $6.99. No, I don't want to be thinking about that type of stuff. I'm just not thinking like, man, I think my store is out of it. I don't know if we ordered some more. Like, did we get any of them here? Like, that's why that unwind time when you get home is so important, because you don't want to start correlating work and life no more.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't like I said, work does not exist when I get home. Don't exist at all. Don't ask me nothing about work. The worst part is when, say, my mama call me and be like, yeah, my TV acting funny. Oh, damn. Well, laugh at that's it tough. And keep on rolling. Shit. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. She's like, come over here and fix it. I don't want to fix shit. Stop asking me to fix anything.
You know what? I think something very important we should tell all women.
What's that?
When your man gets off work, let him unwind. Because yeah. You don't know what type of day he had. So if he had a shitty day and he comes home and don't be get that time to get it out, let all of that go, everything that happened at work, he's going to take it out on you.
I say this. Assume that your husband, boyfriend, baby daddy, whatever, has had a horrible day. At all times, assume that he has had a horrible day. Because to be honest, if you want to be honest, if he didn't have a bad day and he was happy, he going to come right in. He going to be all lovey-dovey and then y'all going to do shit. If he come in and y'all don't do none of that shit, that's because it's been a long-ass day and he just need a moment. He need a beer. He need to put his feet up. And he need to chill. That's all you need to do when he get in the house. Let him put his feet up, give him something to drink, something to eat, let him chill. Give him an hour.
And that's at the most an hour, just for the simple fact, you know, this about to be, oh, okay, let's just take an example. Y'all get home 5:00. 5:00. Give him till 6:00 at the latest.
Because if you walk
in, if you don't, by 9:00, y'all still gonna be arguing.
Yeah, and then he gonna go to bed
arguing.
He gonna go to bed. You gonna go to bed. Yeah, he ain't gonna been to unwind. You ain't gonna been able to relax and enjoy your night. And it's gonna be a whole damn thing. Nobody want that.
There's plenty of times I done came home like I had a shitty day, and my wife just like jumped on attention the moment I came in and like wanted attention. I'm just in there like, oh, Jesus Christ, leave me alone right now.
Oh, no. My wife, this is what get me. I come in the house, long-ass day. I get to the couch. I get my TV show on. I got my drink in my hand. Turn the TV show on. I'm watching the show. The second I start watching the show and the good part come on, that's when she get the, oh, you know what happened today? This happened today. How was your day? This, that, and the other. Oh, I was looking at this online. I heard nothing on the TV show whatsoever. I didn't get a chance to let my brain relax. I just got bombarded with just conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I blank out and go to sleep. If you start talking to me too much and I get overwhelmed, I'll be like, And I'll lean my head back and my eyes are closed and I'll be sleeping. How many times I done got hit with a pillow or something thrown at me because I didn't want to sleep in the middle of her conversation.
See, I only do that. You know how everybody say, you know, don't go to bed mad. Don't go to bed mad. I have absolutely no problem going to bed mad. I sleep like a baby. I really do. I'm one of them people that it's not that I like going to sleep mad. It's the fact that I like things to simmer down.
Let's be honest.
I'm okay with that.
Let's be honest. You go to sleep mad, you get the best sleep of your life. Man, I'm not even.
You
I'm
really
not even
do.
You be sleep sound in a motherfucker. You be, got me fucked up over here. I be sound sleep. The only thing that fucks me up is if my wife moving too much, because then I think she climbing. That's mm-hmm. when I think you're plotting is the problem. I ain't gonna wake up fucked up.
When you mad, everything is on purpose. Everything is on purpose. No matter what it is they're doing that shit to annoy you on purpose.
Boy, you ever been mad at a motherfucker? You be sitting there in your zone, and that motherfucker got the remote in their hand, clicking the buttons, and you be upset.
That be loud as hell.
Stop clicking the motherfucking buttons. Like it's touchscreen. Fuck, stop clicking.
First, you get to tap it on their phone. Every tap, loud as hell. There.
Every tap, every deep breath they take. Oh, man, that right there pisses me off. I hate when we upset at each other and the motherfucker just keeps, she keep going, if you don't stop breathing so hard.
It's everything at that point.
How fuck is you breathing so hard for? Cut that shit out.
It's so important to just, that's why I'm one of the people that, okay, we mad right now. Let's give each other some time to cool off. It's been plenty of times me and my wife have gotten to disagreements. We go to bed, we wake up the next morning like, wait, we was mad about something yesterday, weren't we? Oh, I don't remember. We have a good morning. In the afternoon, we'd be like, oh, okay, so this is where I was coming from yesterday. Like, we're in a better place to talk about it. Because you got to know at some point when the argument just passed reason. And I'm sorry, women, y'all like to keep going, and y'all stamina for argument surpasses us greatly. Every male has a checkout point. And at some point, we're just like, all right. When I'm like, okay, I'm going to go lay down. If I leave the room, that don't mean I don't want the argument to travel with me.
Mm-hmm.
You ever try to like go to bed, like, or go into a different room and she follows you to continue the argument?
Yes. And I'd be fucking heated. I just, stop following me. Stop. And look, words to the wise. If we arguing and I walk out the room and leave you in the room yelling, the argument is over. That means I have conceded. I have resigned. Let's get back on good terms. I need a minute. That's what that means. That doesn't mean follow me into the room and give me the third degree or keep talking to me about whatever nonsense we was arguing about. At this point, you've won and I'm about to go sit down somewhere because there's no point in arguing.
And I'm real, I'm one of the ones that's quick to be like, all right, we done with this.
Exactly.
We just done with this. Because I feel like I know at a point we're not going to get nowhere. Arguments should not last hours. Like, they should not last hours. That's a presidential debate.
That is true.
President. Stuff they talk about ain't as big as what we're talking about.
Let's be honest. After 3 minutes of argument, this is over with. That's a heavy round of a heavyweight motherfucking round in a boxing match. 3 to 5 minutes. I'm not trying to. No, you gotta have some stamina for that argument.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I just don't get it.
Oh, no.
I put something to the test one time. It works every now and then. So if me and my wife about to get into an argument, I'm like, okay, cool. Hold on. I grab my phone. I set a timer for 15 minutes. I say, let's make an agreement. We're going to say everything we need to say. Once this timer at 15 minutes goes off, that means we're done. At that point, we're done with it. No matter what the conversation is, no matter if somebody's in mid-sentence, at that point, we're done. It actually has worked because we both agree to it. And we like, okay, we have a whole night ahead of us. What's the point of wasting it arguing for hours? Let's take 15 minutes, get our discrepancies out, get on the same page, and we're good.
Yeah.
That 15 minutes, you don't want to like waste it. So you're like, okay, I'm on a short window. Let me hurry up and listen to what you got to say. Let me hear your key points. See how you feel. That's the only thing I'm going to respond to. I'm not going to respond to none of the minor petty stuff. At the end, we both feel like, okay, we got our big points across.
That works, I would say. I would say that works for some people. That would not work for me. I'm going to tell you why. Because we'll be arguing, going at it. If I get a time limit, and like, all right, I'm done arguing, my wife keep arguing. Because she's not done with her point yet. And my wife is a poet. So when she got a point, that shit is like having a 10-page essay, double-spaced, FMLA, or whatever it's called, format. And
Times New Roman.
Times New Roman going the fuck in, and you gonna hear every word. She gonna have every period, every motherfucking question mark, exclamation point, comma, semicolon, in that motherfucker. You gonna hear all that. So that don't work for us. But we have learned to not yell when we talk. So that we don't yell when we have arguments. We talk about it. And after we talk about it for a few minutes, it's better to let one person talk, get their point out, and then let the other person talk, get their point out. Because after that point, now you took maybe 20 minutes. And at that 20 minutes, you got 10, she got 10. Because you ain't talking more than 10 minutes at a time. Thing to take an argument hours to go through is that everybody's cutting each other off, trying to make rebuttals, trying to they point in between the other person's point that segues into something else. And now you're there for 16 hours because neither one of you want to let the other person finish they thought. Once you get a thought out, it's kind of like, okay, I got my thought out. Now what? Okay, I got my thought out. Now what are we doing? That's it. Okay. On to the next one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry. I think the easiest part about having an argument is that you don't feel like you have to listen to the other person. That's the deal. Yeah.
Everybody feels like they're right in an argument. Because if you didn't feel that way, it wouldn't be an argument.
Exactly.
You both feel like you're right, and your goal going in is to make the other person see why you're right.
Well, that and the argument, your point is to make the other person angry. You want to make them as angry as possible. You either want to make them feel angry or you want to make them feel stupid. Let's be honest. That's
what you're trying. Okay. Yeah. One of the two. It's one of the two. I don't care what it is.
In most situations, you try to make the person feel stupid and feel bad about whatever the point was that y'all was arguing about in the first place. But it never
works. Me and my wife, we both on opposite ends of that. She does one, I do one. That's why. Because my whole argument is, you're wrong. Let me tell you why what you're saying didn't make sense. Hers is, let me tell you why you was 100% just wrong about it and why you need to know that I'm right. And so, like, those two, it's a huge contradiction in personalities, and that's exactly what it is. And that's why we get into arguments that last so long, and at the end we be like, wait a minute, what are we even talking about? We started this conversation because I ordered the wrong food for you. Now we're talking about who did the dishes last.
That make you public enemy number one right there. That alone. I order the wrong food. If I order my wife some sushi and don't get her some soy sauce with it, oh, it's a whole argument. I done fucked up. She done went and got the pistol. She got the pistol out the closet because I forgot the soy sauce.
Hey, wait. What if she forget your sauce?
I see. That's the whole thing. There's not really a sauce for me. You want to know what you get me? You get me some barbecue sauce, we rock. You feel me? I got my own barbecue sauce because that's what I eat. I eat barbecue sauce on my shit. I'm weird like that. I eat barbecue sauce on damn near everything. So if I eat barbecue sauce on damn near everything, you can't forget my sauce because it's already in the house. Her, on the other hand, let me tell you this. Let me say this and get this out in the open. My wife is eccentric. That means she buys all the most exotic, weird shit you can find. Other day, because nobody does this often, she went and bought her a dragon fruit. Let me tell you how much this dragon fruit costs. This dragon fruit costs $6.22. Who buys one fruit and it costs $6? I ain't cheap or nothing, but God dog.
First of all, who buys a dragon fruit? Who just woke up? That's like, who's at the market? Because you can only get those from the market. She went to the market and decided, let me grab a dragon fruit. I might need this for later. Nobody decides that.
I want a dragon fruit. Who the fuck eats a dragon fruit? They are not delicious. She was like, this is delicious. No, it's not.
I watched a video of a tortoise eat a dragon fruit.
Weirdest video in the world, wasn't it?
it really was, but I ain't gonna lie. I sat through the whole 7 minutes of it. and literally watch a tortoise eat a dragon fruit. That's the only time I've ever seen something eat a dragon fruit.
That's funny.
That's but funny. Nobody ever goes and like buys a dragon fruit.
I don't see the point of buying a dragon fruit. I don't even know what they taste like. Some people say they're sour. Some people say they don't have no taste. Some people say they have taste. I don't want to eat nothing that's like got white, clearish, whatever the fuck in the inside of it with black seeds everywhere.
Yeah, that don't look appealing to me. But that's another one of those things where you gotta have an understanding. You gotta understand, okay, this is what she needed at that moment. You can think it's the dumbest thing in the world, but you know what? She needed at that moment, whatever, fine, go get your dragon fruit. Because yeah. At the end of the day, she gonna feel like you supported that. It could be the smallest thing. You supported that. The same way when I come home tomorrow and I say, hey, just give me like a few minutes to unwind. I'm hoping in my mind she remembers the dragon fruit. Like she remember I supported her getting the dragon fruit, even though I thought it was stupid. And it was $6.22, but I supported it. So she should support my unwind time to tomorrow.
I think that's the biggest thing, is that it was $6.22. That was the biggest thing. When I saw them ring that motherfucking fruit up and it said, ding, $6.22. I said, bullshit. Fuck me, the fruit cost $6.22. It better be an herbal life.
They got that from the tree of life.
Oh, no, it didn't.
That's where dragon fruit come from.
It should have came from the tree of life. If that was the case, everybody be living longer than anything right now. Then I'll give me some dragon fruit.
I paid a $6.22 for that.
Man, trying to tell you.
Give me an extra 6 years, 22 months. I'll take it.
Oh, no. Nah. So that's my pet peeve on her. When she comes down, she's exotic as shit. She has these random ass, weird ass shit she want to buy and eat. I think that's what half our arguments come from.
Food.
Because we like food. We love food. But it's just the fact that she wants to buy something that costs $6.22.
See, and the only good thing is we the opposite. We the opposite of y'all. Because our arguments, we never have arguments about food, really. Because me and my wife don't really like the same foods. There's a very small handful of things that we both like. Uh-huh. So I don't got to worry about her eating none of mine, me eating none of hers. I know the stuff she likes because it's everything I don't like. Those like four or five things we both eat, that's what we eat for dinner.
Yeah, well, so we're kind of that way, but then we're kind of not. So we don't eat the same things because we grew up in two different areas of the city. So it's kind of like she eats, what is one thing that she eats versus the way I eat? Okay, so spaghetti. That's the biggest thing in our household when it comes down to food, spaghetti. Her family and her eat spaghetti without meat in their spaghetti. So theirs is just noodle and sauce. And if they do put meat in their spaghetti, then that is the meal. It's just spaghetti, the meat, and the sauce. That's the whole meal. I am from the South Side, Chicago. And the way we eat our spaghetti is we have spaghetti with meat or meat sauce. We have either fish, chicken, or a pork of some kind, depending on if it's a barbecue and it's some ribs or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some bread of some sort, which is usually cornbread, right?
That's a fact.
Then on top of that, we'll have some beans or some cabbage or some, you know what I mean? So that's a meal.
That's the meal.
Right. So when she first made, when we first got together, she made spaghetti. And it had just sauce. And I was fucking confused. I said, what the fuck is this?
Where the rest at?
Where the food at? And she was like, this is the food. This is the meal. I said, bullshit. We have arguments about this all the time. All the time we have arguments.
Specifically with spaghetti.
Same way. Same.
Mm-hmm. My wife does the exact same thing. Opposed to what I'm used to and what I think of. Yeah, she does it. Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten that, you know, the sauce. And I find it weird when you don't mix the two when you're making the spaghetti from the jump.
Nah, that's weird. Yeah, because you know how we do it. We put the sauce in there, let it simmer with the basil and the seasoning.
Yeah, like it's a process. Then you get the pot.
Right. Then you get your meat. You let it sear a little bit on both sides, and you throw it in and let it cook the rest of the way with the salt.
You really stir it up. That.
Right. You stir it up while you wait for your pasta to finish. Yeah. Put the pasta in there with the water and the salt, same way everybody else does it. And then after you drain it, you put it back into the sauce. So you never cook the noodles all the way. They're still a little hard, just a little bit. You know how they're a little tough? Then you put them in the salt, and then you let it cook the rest of the way. That way the sauce gets into the noodles and the flavors there. That is not how she does it. It'd be in two different pots.
Yeah. My wife don't do it that way either.
Somebody help me. Anybody.
But I bet you conformed to it, didn't you?
I did, because I love
it. Same. Exactly.
But we had to make a compromise after a while. I was like, look, we're going to have to take this back to where I'm from. We'll make this
every now and then, you know what? Let me show you how to do this real quick. Exactly. Let me make it tonight.
Yeah, this time. I didn't even make it. I just showed her how to make it. That's what it was. I'm gonna show you how to make it. We not even go this way. We were talking about something else, and it was something that they put meat into. And she was like, "They put meat in that?" I was like, "Yeah, they put meat in that." And I can't remember what it was right now. And it always eludes me when the time comes for me to do a damn podcast. I can't remember my stories, but it right on my tongue any other time.
So is it happy? Like, I'm gonna say this for the podcast.
Exactly. But yeah, we do things different. Like, for instance, Kool-Aid. Her Kool-Aid versus my Kool-Aid is two different Kool-Aids.
It's completely different drinks.
I don't know what the hell she be drinking. She be drinking water with color food coloring in it. That's what she be drinking. It's definitely interesting in my household when we go back and forth. Coffee is made totally different in my house. In terms of like sugar and creamer and all that stuff. My wife is a Starbucks Frappuccino drinker.
So okay, she got all
those random flavors and matcha and whatever flavor, and you know what I mean?
My wife is a white chocolate mocha.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty self-explanatory with my shit. Give me some black coffee. Put a couple espressos in there. The only thing that isn't the same is that I use a lot of fucking sugar in my shit. So yeah. I'll be 30 packs of equals or some shit. That's because I don't like the taste of espresso. I just like the energy it gives me.
Because that's the point of it at the end of the day. With them, it's all about the flavor.
Exactly.
No, Matt, it's supposed to get the job done.
Oh, yeah. So, I got headphones on shit. But, I don't know. Life is different in my household. But I get what you're saying about most of the stuff that you got going on. It is a learning experience when you have a significant other. And that's what people need to understand.
And that's what we're going to dissect here in the men's corner. We're going to explain the significant differences, the understanding that we personally have learned to come to. And hopefully we get to help everybody else that's listening try to handle these type of scenarios. Just to give a different perspective on it.
And by next men's corner, we're going to definitely have I would say a more structured conversation base.
we're gonna get some topics in there. We're gonna get some topics y'all want us to discuss. Let us know. We're going to try to get to every topic we possibly can get to and dissect it based on our personal experiences.
Right. That's going to be the premise. And then we're going to also have a lot of jokes in there, a lot of different stuff in there. We're going to have stories just for that in general. All this is more on Men's Corner, you know.
You got anything else for them?
Not really at the moment. I don't think we have anything else for them. Right now, this right here was just a conversation between men and what we like and a little bit about us and different stuff like that. Just so you can get to kind of know how we think and function in some ways. It will be a lot more content, a lot more different things to talk about as time goes on. But for now, this is just the introductory period.
But don't worry, we're going to have a lot more different things. We're going to deep dive into a lot of controversial topics, a lot of topics that might get us slapped after by our wives once they actually listen to them.
But Rhonda's right now, so she hears half of this stuff.
Oh yeah, mine's laying in the bed right now and said, come lay down.
Yeah, so I think we can get more in depth on controversy when it's not one of these days.
Oh yeah.
Our wives are just in the mix at the moment, but I digress. But yeah, so that was Men's Corner for today. Like I said, it was just a brief breakdown on what we like to talk a little bit about us and what we're talking about. Not too in-depth, but we will be going headstrong into a couple of other things coming soon. And we'll probably do this every week. Delivering it to you all on Tuesdays. And I hope you come back and listen.
We out.